Last week, Pastor Rebecca highlighted the passage of Scripture where James and John, along with their helicopter mom, sought power, prestige, and significance, wanting to sit at the right and the left of Jesus as he took authority in his kingdom. They were all part of the group of friends traveling up the dangerous Jericho Road to celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem. This request from their mom demonstrated the ignorance of these individuals. She thought they were going up to the city of the king to have Jesus enthroned. She would see Palm Sunday in a different light. They thought Jesus was going up to Jerusalem to establish his kingdom, which he was. However, he was establishing his kingdom there on a cross, not a throne. They had no clue as to how this enthronement was going to take place. All she knew was that she wanted her boys to play an important role in it, which they would. But their minds were set on an earthly kingdom, despite what Jesus told them time and time again as to why he was going up to Jerusalem. Good Friday, the suffering of the cross, and Easter morning was not even close to being in their thought process at the time. But Jesus, knowing their ignorance, asked them, "Are you able to drink the cup that I'm about to drink?" And they ignorantly replied, "Yes, we are." Jesus said they would indeed drink that cup, meaning martyrdom, for the kingdom's sake. However, they had no clue as to what they were saying yes to at the time. Instead, they just knew they wanted significance. We all desire significance. We all want to make a difference. We all want our lives to matter, to be important, to be recognized, don't we? You cannot really blame a mom for wanting something significant for her sons. But no sooner does that conversation take place while they were leaving Jericho and heading up the road to Jerusalem, when they came upon a person with absolutely no significance. His name was Bartimaeus. It's no coincidence that these two events stand side by side in Scripture. There's a lesson for you and me in that contrast. Bartimaeus was the son of Timaeus. Bar means son of. So Bartimaeus means son of Timaeus. The name Timaeus means honor. But Bartimaeus only means the son of someone who had honor. He had no honor for himself, just his father. Why did he have no honor? Why did he have no significance? Because Bartimaeus was blind. To be blind in those days meant that you were on the absolute bottom of the heap as far as significance and status in society were concerned. A blind person was only one small notch above a leper. Blind people in those days were considered to be under a curse from God. Earlier in his ministry, Jesus and his disciples came across a blind man. In John 9, 1 and 2, it says this happened. "Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?'" So you can see from the disciples' question, they thought that this man was under a curse. Someone most certainly sinned to cause this infirmity in his life. Now, the only choice a blind man had in those days was to sit along the side of the road and beg. Since Jericho was a wealthy city of commerce and prestige, many blind and crippled people would line the road in and out of the city, as it was a place where there was much wealth changing hands. Therefore, some of the crumbs of that wealth would often find its way into begging cups. Jesus, who was gaining much fame by that time because of his preaching and miracles, was drawing crowds wherever he went. So as he left Jericho, just as when he entered the city, having his encounter with Zacchaeus, the road was lined with people who wanted to get a glimpse of him. The great crowd had invaded the space of Bartimaeus, and he sensed that someone significant was coming his way. So let us read what happens as recorded in Mark chapter 10. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Then they called the blind man, saying to him, "Be of good cheer, rise, he's calling you." And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabboni, that I might receive my sight." Then Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Bartimaeus may have been blind, but he was not deaf and dumb. He had good ears to hear. A few chapters earlier in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Bartimaeus heard. There was nothing wrong with his hearing. He knew who was coming his way. He heard the name being mentioned in the crowd. And when a person cannot make their way to Jesus, Jesus makes his way to them. Bartimaeus recognized this was a very rare opportunity for him. It will never happen again for him, and he plans to make the most of it. At the appropriate time, he began to shout. He just didn't shout any old thing. He carefully and accurately chose his words. The crowd was big, it says. There would have been a lot of commotion and a lot of shouting, so his shouting needed to rise above the rest to reach the master's ears. His shouting needed to grab the attention of the Lord. It needed to be executed with boldness, passion, and faith. And then at the moment his ears told him the time was right, he shouted at the top of his lungs, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me." Immediately, the crowd told him to shush. You know, as soon as you're determined to ask God to do something life-changing in your life, the devil will be there to discourage you and to tell you to shush so that he might keep you in that prison you're in. How ironic that the man who lived in darkness saw the most light that day. He saw Jesus much more clearly than the sighted religious crowd who was telling him to shush. But he would not shush. He just kept shouting those eight words in faith, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And wouldn't you know, those words hit home. They made it to their intended destination. Bartimaeus stopped Jesus in his tracks. Faith has the ability to stop God in his tracks and to draw his attention. Well, what was it about those eight words that caught the attention of Jesus? What made them different than all the rest of the words being shouted that day? Well, Isaiah 9, 6 through 7 proclaims this prophecy. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there shall be no end. He will reign on David's throne, over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. See, this was a prophecy about the coming Messiah. The term Son of David was a term implying all of the above. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. And that is what Bartimaeus was shouting at the top of his lungs when he addressed Jesus using the words Son of David. He was echoing Isaiah. It was the same as saying, Jesus, you are the Almighty God. Jesus, you are the Messiah. Jesus, you are eternal. Son of David, have mercy on me. Those words of faith could not be ignored by the Savior. They demanded a response. They stopped Jesus in his tracks. When a child of God shouts out in true faith, God responds. Then Jesus called for him, and the people went from shushing him to saying, Bartimaeus, cheer up. He heard you. He's calling you. In the previous scene on the road to Jericho, there were three people seeking to be significant: James, John, and their helicopter mom. But today we have a person, though physically blind, has better than 20/20 vision in his eyes of faith. And though he was the most insignificant man in the crowd, he cried out the most significant words of the day. Bartimaeus' words were shouted in such a way that the entire crowd could hear him say, "You are the Messiah." And so when Jesus stopped, just think of what that said to the crowd when he responded to those words. Jesus responded to the title Messiah. And then to follow it up with giving Bartimaeus his sight. What a powerful message that was proclaimed that day outside of Jericho. Now, there are many biblical commentators who say that this story is a story of calling rather than a story of healing. Well, let's call it both. The story says that Jesus called him, and it ends by saying Bartimaeus followed him. It's a story of calling. Out of all the people present that day, Jesus did not call the smartest, the strongest, the most prominent, the prettiest or the wealthiest. He called the most insignificant. Think of this picture, a blind, desperate man, covered in dust, no doubt from the traffic that passed him by on that busy road, as he sat there day after day after day, dirty clothes, dirty skin, unkempt, nothing attractive about him, and yet Jesus called him. If Jesus took the life of a weak and desperate man like Bartimaeus and used him in his state of desperation and weakness to proclaim the gospel, which he did through his 8-word sermon, we can make no excuses about not being able to witness to others or follow our Savior down the road. God took the weakness of Bartimaeus and turned it into a situation that blessed the entire crowd and has blessed countless millions of believers through the centuries. God can take us in our weakness, in our broken condition, and use us just as we are to be a blessing to others. The key to life, the key to finding significance, the key to being significant is not seeking it for yourself, like James and John. Rather, true significance is only found when we decide to make Jesus significant. Bartimaeus made Jesus significant through his worship that day. And because of that, something significant happened in his life as well. Are you making Jesus significant in your life today? Does he receive passionate love and worship from you? You know, now that Bartimaeus had his sight back, he very well could have headed back into Jericho in search of a new life for himself. He could have sought out significance for himself. Find a wife, start a family, a new vocation. He certainly would have been popular, famously known as the man who received his sight back from the great rabbi Jesus. I mean, with his new set of eyes, the whole world was now before him. But notice what the story says. It says, he then followed Jesus on the road up to Jerusalem. His vision was so sharp that he knew which way he had to go. He chose the road of significance, the road that followed Jesus, the road that was pointed to a cross. Do you have the vision of Bartimaeus today? Do you really want to be significant? Do you really want to discover significance, experience significance, cause significant things to happen in your life and the lives of those around you? From the get-go, we've been taught to go and make a name for ourselves. Be somebody. Get an education. Work hard. Dream big. And there's nothing wrong with that. However, that line of thinking is prone to cause an inward focus upon self. As a result, while pursuing our greatness, we tend to leave Jesus out of the equation. Sadly, the name of Jesus is becoming less and less significant in our culture and our country these days. As we focus more and more upon self and selfish desires, selfish agendas, even to the point of reaching hostility by many towards those who name the name of Christ. And tragically, the results are showing in the chaos, crime, and strife of our land. But it doesn't have to be that way in your life. Just because we're getting older, just because we may be retired, does not mean that we lose significance. Just keep making Jesus significant. Be like Bartimaeus, the insignificant one, and make Jesus significant. Make Jesus important in your life. Why? Because Jesus is the most significant person in the history of the universe. He was there at creation. He was there at our redemption. He will be there at the conclusion of this world. His life, his work, his death and resurrection outshines any other thing or person this world calls significant. You'll never make a more significant and consequential choice in your life than what you do with the name of Jesus. Do you want to do something significant in this world? For your loved ones? For your community? For others whom you don't even know? Then make Jesus significant. Miracles happen. Significant things happen when people make Jesus significant. Significant, no matter who we are, no matter what stage in life. Do not let anybody shush you today. Keep seeking, keep praising, keep living for, keep sharing Jesus, keep magnifying him as you follow him on the Jericho road to Jerusalem. And he will indeed hear your cry, come to you and have mercy on you. As you pray, pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Amen.